Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. Thanks for joining me today, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sixth grader Emma Doulibon. So we're going to get right to it. So Emma, we are about 9 or 10 weeks into school at the time of recording mm-hmm. this. Tell me about your first, I guess, quarter of middle school.
Well, it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm really happy that I get to be in such a nice, like, school with a really nice cafeteria food compared to the elementary school. But it was really fun and nice, and all of my teachers are really nice, and I like them all a lot, and they're all very friendly.
That's so awesome. And I didn't pay her anything to say that. She just said that on her own accord. So when you were, you know, think back to September 5th, mm-hmm. were you nervous?
I was very nervous, actually.
And what were you most nervous about?
I was nervous about, like, getting to classes on time because I thought it was like a high school where things were on different floors and stuff. So I wasn't really used to it. And my older sister, Ava, had kind of prepared me for the worst. So I was worried.
Oh, she set you up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any trouble with your locker?
Oh, no.
That was an easy part.
It was the easiest part.
So you mentioned something about our cafeteria and the food, yeah. right? What's mm-hmm. been your favorite cafeteria meal so far?
I loved the time where you guys had the spring rolls and, like, the Asian food. It was really great, and I loved it.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Shout out to Mr. Bauer, who is in charge of all of our kitchens, and Mrs. Holtry yeah. and our kitchen staff. They do a great job. Did you mm-hmm. buy the Thanksgiving lunch yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That's my favorite.
I ate all of it.
Yeah,
was so
I was
good.
Full the rest of the night.
Same.
Yeah. So, I also know that one of your classes here at the middle school is band.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what instrument you play and how that's going.
So, I play the flute, and today we're actually taking a test on it, on our instruments. And band has been a journey. I can say that. It's really fun at times, and then it can get really hard. Like, with tests and stuff, I feel a lot of pressure. And since we have the winter concert coming up, that's December 15th, if you want to go, that is kind of, like, I'm questioning it and like, thinking, like, can I do this? Because I'm not, like, going to do good. But then I change my mind, and I try, and I do really good. So I think that band is a lot of, like, strength that you have to have. So,
had you ever played the flute before?
No.
So this is your very first mm-hmm. 9 weeks of life playing the flute.
Yes.
Something you said I think is really interesting. There are times when we question ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you've kind of realized, well, shoot, I just got to try and work hard, yeah. and music comes out.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned the winter concert.
Yeah.
The whole middle school will be attending during the school day
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, I'm really noticed excited. That.
Yeah. Do you feel any nerves about that?
I feel a lot.
Yeah.
Of nerves.
Is it just because of performing in front of your classmates?
Yeah, performing in front of my classmates, and the way the band is set up. Sometimes it changes a lot for the flutes, but the flutes kind of are in the front section for a traditional band, and we might go that route for the winter concert, which might put us kind of put me out of whack, because I would feel a lot of stage fright.
Oh, because you're kind of front and center.
Yeah, and I'm not great with the performing arts, because I get a lot of stage fright. Mm-hmm. So I was actually worried to come on this podcast.
But here you are.
Yeah,
you just tried it out, myself, right? Yeah, that's awesome. You know, one of the cool things about performing on stage is that, well, one, a lot of times the theater itself is dark, mm-hmm. right? And so you really can't see who's out there watching.
Yeah.
But secondly, once you get in the moment and you start performing, like, you're just concentrating on the notes and the music and, you know where you have to put your hands and your mouth and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been trying to concentrate on mm-hmm. when I perform for my parents and my family, because they'll ask me to perform for them, and what I pay attention to instead of my conductor when I'm performing, because I don't have a conductor, mm-hmm. I just think about the music, and mm-hmm. I don't think about who's watching and what people say. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of my take on
it. That's great, and that's a great way mm-hmm. to perform and to really live. Mm-hmm. So so you mentioned your sister.
Uh-huh, Ava.
And you mentioned parents.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about what's life like outside the walls of Highland Middle School.
So you're going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, no.
I live with my mom and my dad and my uncle, and my aunt is going to move to my house in December with my older cousin Vanessa, and then my older cousin Alyssa and my younger cousin Max both live in my house too, and then I have two other sisters, so it's like eight of us.
So there's a lot.
Yeah, they moved from South Carolina, mm-hmm. so it's kind of like they don't really have a place to stay, and they don't want to live with my grandpa and my grandma, because they have a lot of health issues, mm-hmm. and it's kind of worrying. So
what's it like having, a lot of people at home?
Sometimes it can be really nice, because then you finally have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But then other times, because my cousins aren't super nice to me outside of school, we all kind of joke around with each other, but they're all kind of target me, but that's all right.
Families are like that sometimes.
Yeah. And I kind of just hang out by myself and practice.
So is that what you spend a lot of your time doing, is practicing your flute?
Yeah, and guitar. I do guitar.
Oh, and guitar. Flute.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that. So you're in the guitar class as
well.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
So obviously, and I think it's awesome, like, you're mm-hmm. practicing a lot, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to pay off.
And then I study a lot, too.
And then you study a lot. Man, so those of you that are listening, follow Emma's lead here. She's working hard outside of the school day. That's fantastic. So, and maybe you don't know the answer to this yet, but what will the holidays be like with everybody being at your house?
I know that it will be a big thing. A big fiasco, I'd like to put it out there. Since my mom usually hosts Thanksgiving and Christmas parties, then my mom also gets very stressed out by those things. So when you have, like, 1 second. 5 kids living in the same house all together with two of them not being your own, that's kind of crazy, because my older sister and my older cousin Alyssa, they are like their own thing, and then my younger sister Nora and my younger cousin Max are their own thing. So it's, and Ava, Nora, Max, and Alyssa are just, I don't know how to describe it. They're crazy.
When the cousins get together, with my kids, and when they get together with their cousins, it's chaos.
Yeah.
In the best way, but it's chaos.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, thinking about, because this will be a new holiday experience mm-hmm. for you guys, but thinking back, we're recording this on November 10th, so mm-hmm. we're just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving holiday tradition?
So Thanksgiving, me and my older sister, if my mom can even find it, we split the wishbone in half, and that's really it.
Oh.
We also have, like, 3 Thanksgivings, so that's something we've always done.
And do you host all of them, or do you travel?
So we host one of them, and then the other two are my mom's mom and my mom's dad.
Okay.
Who both host them, and my mom's dad hasn't been doing a lot of Thanksgiving lately, but that's all right. But that's kind of one of the traditions we have.
Okay, so you guys travel and you get to eat
a lot
of food.
Yeah,
several times.
Great.
Oh, that's great. So we're almost finished here. So one of the things that I like to ask students when I interview them, because, you know, clearly, like, you have to be organized. Like, you've got a lot of things going. What advice would you give to maybe some fifth graders that are listening to this, thinking about the middle school, or even some sixth graders now? Like, what does it take to be successful at Highland Middle School?
What I think it takes to be successful is having a lot of, like, reasoning to, like, know what you, to show what you know, and to, like, be kind. It's like the elementary school saying, caring, with the C in Scots.
Yeah.
You have to be caring, and you have to be smart with your decisions, and I think that it takes a lot of, like, how do I put it?
I'm gonna kind of split what you said, because one of them is, like, academic.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, more personal.
Yeah.
So when you talk about, like using your reasoning and showing what you know, what have you found to be the best way to do that?
So what I think would be the best way to do that is to answer questions. Like, in math, Mr. Williams, he's my math teacher, he says that a way to learn is to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And every teacher will say that to you. So you have to ask questions, and you have to show how you got something.
Mm-hmm.
Because then a teacher might think, oh, you copied this, or, oh, you just looked this up. And you have to show how you, like, know this. So, like, in ELA, I have Miss Bowery. When we take a quote from the text, she wants us to give us the paragraph number in the book, in the page. So then she can, like, check it and make sure that we actually got this, instead of it being something we just looked up and found.
Mm-hmm.
So showing what you know, I believe, would take to, like, learning and, like, finding your source and making sure that it is correct and making sure that isn't fake.
Yeah, I love that answer. Using your sources, your resources, and showing evidence, that's great. Mm-hmm. But then the second thing you mentioned was being kind.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be the smartest student. We don't have to be the best student or the best guitar player or the best flute player to be kind, right?
Yeah.
Everybody can be kind.
It doesn't take a lot to be kind. It doesn't take as many muscles as it takes to smile as it is to frown at someone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an old saying I
hold out. I love that advice. Well, Emma, thank you for facing your fear and joining me today. This was really fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!